Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm back.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good friend Judge Bill Huss is with us. His Honor, Judge William Huss, is a retired Los Angeles County Superior Court judge. He was one of the competent judges who were contemporaries of Lance Ito. He was a competent guy there in that group, Judge Huss was, as opposed to Lance Ito. And he's also the author of Start Your Own Law Practice. And he and his lovely wife, Dr. Marlene Coleman, are the authors of Working With Your Homeowners Association. And Judge Huss is here to talk to us about something he's been doing lately, mediation, and to give us some examples of some mediation cases that he's seen and what happened there. Judge Huss, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Your Honor. And this mediation thing, you've been talking to us about it now for a while, and I really think that it's important for small business owners to know more about mediation. And, of course, the difference between mediation and arbitration. I know you mentioned this. I ask you to mention this quite often, and I know some of you probably may already know this, but just in case, Judge Huss, we have people who don't know the difference between mediation and arbitration. They've heard both of those terms, binding arbitration or go to mediation or whatever. Quickly give us the definition of the two and the differences, please.
I'll be very happy to, because there's some lawyers who don't even know the difference between mediation and arbitration. Arbitration is like trial. You have the plaintiff and the defendant. Both sides put on their evidence, and the arbitrator or arbitrators make the decision. In mediation, it's 180 degrees from that. The parties make the decision. I define it in my own way as impartial third-party assisted negotiation.
You become kind of a traffic cop almost, don't you?
Exactly. You don't let them go home.
Yeah. but in arbitration, is it redundant to say binding arbitration?
No, because some arbitrations are not binding. Arbitration and mediation are both done by agreement. And binding arbitration just means that you agree that you will arbitrate the matter, and that's the end of it.
And when the decision is made, everybody lives with that, and there's no appeal from an arbitration, a binding arbitration, is there?
Only in cases of fraud or collusion.
Right. So you got to make sure, folks, that when you sign a contract, if there are alternatives to, if there's something mentioned about how to, some kind of resolution, conflict resolution, I should say, and that's the industry that basically that we're talking about here, is in a conflict resolution.
Right.
If there's a conflict resolution clause in your paragraph, in your contract, what does it say? Does it say arbitration? Does it say binding arbitration? Does it say mediation? It's important that you know what it says and what the difference is before you sign the contract, and how that's going to impact your ability to resolve a conflict.
Well, that's true, Jim. And in fact, many contracts have an arbitration clause in there. Bank. Every time you open up a bank account, you'll see in there that if a dispute arises, you solve it with arbitration. And same thing with stocks or any kind of business transaction. You'll look in there and you'll see nowadays an arbitration clause.
Right. Now, don't the parties pay for this service?
Yes.
As opposed to a trial, where the government pays for that, and so you have to pay for it. But isn't arbitration and mediation, isn't it likely to come up quicker and to be resolved quicker than a trial?
Oh, yes, much quicker. And the beauty of mediation is that it can take place by the agreement of the parties at any time. And so you can do this without even filing a lawsuit.
Right. Well, exactly. And so I definitely recommend it. I'd like to see, you know, Judge Huss, if we used mediation especially more than just going right to court, I think a lot of the courts could be unclogged a lot, couldn't they? For one thing, it costs save the government a lot of money.
Well, of course, and the truth is that 95% of all cases that are filed settle before trial.
Which is the same thing as mediation.
Well, the negotiation, right.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't like to lose.
Exactly, and so it's the same thing as like mediation, only it takes longer. So take a look into this, folks. Stand by, quick break, right back after these messages. Stay with us. When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the all the things that we do here, the show, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust, the newsletter, the blog, et cetera, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. I hope you'll check that out, too. Ask questions, get answers, all of those, both websites, no barriers to entry, completely free to you. That was our goal from the beginning, was to make content, make information, make ideas, best practices, and hopefully some success tips available to small business owners without them having to pay for anything. Just all you got to do is show up and come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. We like doing that. And, of course, our corporate partners, we hope you'll thank them for helping us make all that available. Judge Bill Huss, ladies and gentlemen, Judge William Huss, retired L.A. Superior Court judge, author of Start Your Own Law Practice and other books, and some CDs coming out soon. Judge Huss, I know you're working on some CDs that people will be able to use, and you'll be telling us about those in the future that I think folks you're going to really enjoy on mediation. Judge Huss, would you talk to us about some of the cases, some of the mediation, now that you've defined mediation and arbitration for us? Your work is only in mediation, right?
Well, I do some arbitrations now and then, but
okay.
I don't like them because they're so harsh.
Yeah.
Somebody has to lose.
Right. Mediation, basically, it's as win-win as it can be. Just talk to us, give us an example, without mentioning names, of some kinds of cases that you've seen and what the issues were and how they were resolved.
Well, first of all, I don't use the term win-win because it sounds like baby talk to me. And also,
the parties don't hold hands and sing kumbaya?
No, I call it all win because when you resolve a case, everybody wins.
Yeah,
and the parties, their lawyers, their families, society, everybody wins because you're resolving a dispute.
Right.
But I've had all kinds of cases, medical malpractice, dental malpractice. I had a case not too long ago when
you mediated malpractice, medical malpractice.
Oh yes,
and that surprises me.
Well, it surprised me too, but because to mediate, you have to be willing to admit that the other side has something to complain about.
Right.
And usually, physicians, dentists and people like that,
right,
don't like to admit anything wrong. It takes a pretty strong person to say, "Yep, I goofed," and let's solve it. And that's how it's done, and it's done quickly. And the best thing of all, especially for small businesses, most professional practices are small businesses. It's done cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point.
So this malpractice case, what was it? Can you tell us a little bit about what it was about?
Well, this involved a little 12-year-old girl, and her mother was her guardian ad litem in the lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
I agreed to be the mediator, and they showed up in my office, and it became very apparent to me quickly that the mother was the one who was complaining, not the little girl.
Ah.
And so her lawyer said to me, Judge, he said, would you talk to my client?
Let me stop. Pardon me, Judge Huss. So in the mediation, the people can show up with an attorney?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you don't have to be sitting there by yourself.
No. You can have a lawyer, or you can be by yourself. You see, mm-hmm. It's very flexible. And some people mediate without lawyers at all.
Okay.
But anyway, this lawyer said, can my client talk to you alone? I said, sure. And everybody's permission. They said, of course. So I was talking with her, and very quickly, she broke down crying. And I've had a reputation of being a tough judge, so I thought I'd better get the lawyer in here because his client's crying. I said, let me get your lawyer. She said, oh, no, I don't want him to see me weeping.
Oh.
And I said, well, what's up? And she said, well, she said she felt insulted by this dentist. Mm-hmm. And I knew right away that there was no real damage here.
Right, her feelings were hurt. Yeah.
And so I said, well, would you accept the letter of apology? And she said, yes. So I said, well, let me talk to the lawyers.
I'll be darned.
I talked to the lawyers, and they said, well, sure, we can do that. And so they drafted a letter of apology, and everybody approved it. She approved it, and the doctor sent it to her, and that was the end of the case.
And the little girl never really had any harm done to her.
No. It was, it scraped
Wow.
It. It scraped it, too.
Wow. Boy, I bet that made you feel good at the end of that day.
Well, it sure did, because the little girl was happy.
It makes me feel good just to hear about it.
At least in that case. Anyway, it was a good day.
Yeah, that is a good day. That's the kind of thing that mediation is beautiful for, like a couple of partners in business together. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, the partnership runs off the rails, and it's often nothing more than just a slide or something.
Right, right. Well, I settled the case, or I helped the people settle the case yesterday. And this is typical of Los Angeles.
Hold on to that thought, Judge Huss. We're going to come back after these messages and let Judge tell us about this case, the next case that he's settled. And it's like a marriage counselor, aren't you? It's very interesting. Tintel, consider mediation, ladies and gentlemen. It'll save you time, if not money. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Judge William Huss. Bill Huss is a retired L.A. Superior Court judge and the author of Start Your Own Law Practice. Also, he and his lovely wife, Dr. Marlene Coleman, are the authors of Working with Your Homeowners Association. Judge Huss, tell us where your books are available, please.
At Amazon.com and all the big bookstores.
All right, so check that out. And is there your own website? You have your own website you want to tell us about?
It's under construction.
Construction. All right, well, I'm glad you're working on it, and we're looking forward to being able to tell the audience about it next time you're with us. Yeah. Judge Huss, you were about to tell us about another case that you recently mediated.
Well, I mediated this case yesterday, uh-huh. And like a lot of cases in Los Angeles, it was cross-cultural. Doctor with a Chinese background bought a practice from a man who was Turkish, and he'd been practicing law. He'd been practicing medicine here about 38 years and wanted to sell his practice. And the dispute arose afterwards over the effective date. There was no effective date in the contract, mm-hmm. and they both had a different effective date, and that was important because it meant a four-month difference. And you can make a lot of money in 4 months.
Right, right.
So that was the dispute. And it was very, very difficult because They were hard, tough guys.
Was the money in the hundreds of thousands? Was it six figures?
Well, it was about $120,000.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's enough to argue about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they both had lawyers, and they both spent quite a bit of money in attorney's fees.
Right.
And so it was time to try to resolve it because they were going to go to trial in 2 weeks. And so we resolved it. Or they resolved it, I should say. And I just kept them at it and did the best I could to help them. And the thing that happens more than people know is that negotiation is really an art form. And people have been doing it since people have been around.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new.
Right.
But now it is put in a more formal context and is very effective. And it's very economical, and it can happen while the jury is out. It can happen before you even file a lawsuit.
Well, what happened in that particular case? What'd they do?
They settled. And
well, they split the difference or something?
Money, and that was the end of it. But it took them about 8 hours to get there.
But you had to be there to kind of coach them along?
Yes, because they get adamant.
Uh-huh.
And they say, well, now, we're going through this dance, Judge, this offering back and forth. And, back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's the way the human brain operates.
Mm-hmm.
You have to condition the brain to get into the mood.
And accept something new.
Yes. One of my favorite New Yorker cartoons shows this gal at her front door, and she's saying to this fellow who's standing there, oh, Charlie, I had such a wonderful time. Would you like to come in for a cup of coffee and settle down and have a couple of kids? Well, no. Real life doesn't work that way.
That's right.
You have to sort of warm up to it.
That's right, especially guys. We need to kind of work into these things.
That's right.
That's a great story. Judge, first I want to say that you're a retired L.A. Superior Court judge.
Right.
You don't have to work. But you're continuing to give back and to contribute your wisdom and your many years of experience to helping people find resolutions. And I just want you to know that I'm really proud of you for that.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's very kind of you to say that.
And but also, I know that you get paid pretty well for this.
Well, the range that judges here charge, or mediators and arbitrators charge, it ranges from $150 to $500 an hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so those people spent 8 hours. So that was $4,000, right?
Right. And they split it equally.
Right. So that was a good deal for them.
Well, they think it's worth it.
Yeah. So now, if I wanted to get a mediation started, how would I contact? How would I make contact? I know how to find a lawyer. How do I find a mediator?
Well, you look in the yellow pages under dispute resolution, or the current acronym ADR, Alternative Dispute Resolution, and
right.
or under mediation or arbitration.
Right, right.
And there are companies that provide panels of judges and lawyers who do this.
And they coordinate that, don't they?
That's right. They do all the administrative stuff.
So check that out. Judge Huss, thank you for being here. Good job today. We enjoyed having you here today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Give our best to Marlene.
And give my best to Devon.
Thank you. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you in Campton Roads, Virginia.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.